This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
Welcome in to a happy hour Friday on the Midday Show. It's Abe Gordon and Bo Morgan one last time here as Andy and Randy wrapping up their spring breaks. They'll be back with you on Monday morning starting at 11 a.m. Back to normal scheduled shows after a number of guys are going to be out or have been out are making their ways back from an enjoyable spring break. Bo Morgan hanging out with me. Good morning, Bo. How are you, man? We made it.
Yeah, we did. I've had a lot of fun this week. I don't get to hang out with you and Bo a lot. I get to see you guys in passing, and we give our, you know, hey, and how's life? But it's been fun doing a show. My ears are going to enjoy a couple of days off.
Where are you starting at?
But no, I've had a lot of fun. I think people probably imagine if you listen to the station, y'all might think that Abe and I hate each other because they probably think we're very argumentative people and we probably get in disagreements. But Abe's one of my favorite people here, so I've really had a lot of fun this week. So I appreciate you guys having me. And it's a busy week, dude. There's like a lot of Georgia sports going on. I was trying to keep up with it last night at MGA. If you listen to the morning shift, you know that's my golf association. We go out there and have a few beers and play nine holes and, you know, look foolish. And that's what I did last night for most of the round. But I'm ready to go. Let's roll. Let's get it.
Well, look, and we talked about it a little bit yesterday, and we're definitely going to talk about it throughout the show. It's a huge weekend of sports here in our area, in Georgia. Obviously, the Braves are doing their thing, and we're going to talk about their victory last night in just a moment. The Masters is certainly front and center for everyone. G-Day is rolling right through, and the Hawks picked up a nice win. Again, we're going to talk about that a little bit later. Also,
I've got a stat from the Braves game last night that we'll talk about that you will not believe. And it's from our own Grant McCauley, but it is an amazing stat.
Are you sure I won't believe it?
You might believe it, but I'm talking about the audience in general. Not necessarily. Not everything's about you. Not everything's Abe-centric.
Well, yeah, but you made it Abe-centric when you said I wouldn't believe it. Say many Dude, people out there.
Bo, will you save me here? Like, can he just play along for two seconds,
Squid,
play along.
You went semantics Seriously. On me yesterday. I had to do it to you as well. That's all.
Bo to, at the end of the day, end of the show, I know that you do your takeaway of the day
you
or whatever.
You want to tally a scoreboard?
But I want you to say, who was the worst semantic police of the week? Was it Abe or myself? Because I'm going to tell you something, Abe, it's always you.
Maybe. Accuracy matters. You know, in an investigation, details matter.
Thank you,
think
Reacher.
About context,
yeah, thank you, Reacher.
I'm glad you got that.
I love Reacher. Do you watch Reacher too, Bo?
I've never seen
on
it.
On Amazon?
I've never watched
it. Did you get through
episode.
this past season? Are you
yeah,
done?
I yeah. got a question for you. Because okay. me and my neighbor.
Spoiler free.
Me and my neighbor. Yeah, it's going to be spoiler free. Me and my neighbor watch a lot of the same shows. We're extremely close friends. He could not stand the accent of one of the characters this year. He thought it was too strong. One of the female characters this year. And he was like, it drove me nuts.
There was really only one female.
I know
character.
That you said it's spoiler you know, free.
All right, I didn't but know yes. you weren't. That's a non-plot detail. What, to Boston?
Yeah.
Okay.
In his defense, he's a New York Yankees fan. He was born in New York, moved later.
Let me guess. He's from Boston?
No, I just said he grew up. He was born.
I know
in
you
New
said
York.
He's a Yankee fan.
He was born in New York. He moved to Florida like probably like around 8, 9, or 10, but his girl, his wife, is a from Boston,
okay, yeah,
grew up
why.
In Boston.
That's why.
And her accent is nowhere near. This
Boston
was too
people
strong.
Are wildly overprotective of the Boston accent in shows and movies. There's a long history of that. It's nothing new. So
but
that,
anyways,
that
anyways I loved it. I thought the season, for the most part, was good.
Real quick, at the Masters, Rory McIlroy is taken to the course. Justin Rose is just picking right back up.
I told you
where
the guy's dangerous
off.
There.
Well, this is now the fifth time that he's led the Masters after round one.
You know how many wins he's got?
It's not five.
Zero.
It's not four. It's not three. It's not two. It's not one.
But he's got two top two finishes. He's finished second in 15 and 17. I think 17, if I'm not mistaken, was the year that Sergio won it.
And so he's already one under. He's got a four-shot lead on the field right now. But, again, a lot of golf still to be played, as you know.
This course will autocorrect itself. And by
that's
autocorrect,
right.
I mean yeah. that the weather will also, as you heard Rusty talking this morning, the weather will play into it, but also the greens crew.
Well, and we'll talk
crew,
about
they will autocorrect if they think you're scoring too much.
I have a question for Will Haskett, who's our PGA Tour analyst and insider, joined us yesterday, going to join us again today. The rain, how does it affect the play today? But also as it goes throughout the day, as maybe the course dries out a little bit more.
Well, I'll tell you, it'll affect the guys like Rory, who had some trouble late in the round yesterday.
Oh, boy, did he.
It will affect him on the positive, most likely, more than it will those guys that played early yesterday and now playing late today.
Plenty of Masters updates throughout the day as round two is now underway there at Augusta National. We got to talk about the Braves last night, man. Beat the Phillies 4-2. Took 11 innings. A little frustrations there brewing for me. I'll get into that. But at the end of the day, after a 2-hour and 45-minute rain delay, Marcell Ozuna, the Big Bear, gets it done, walk-off home run. This comes after Austin Riley had a ringing double, split the opposite field gap once again, scores the man who started the inning on second base because of extras. You talked about it, Squid. You've been on probably one of the earliest guys on this. Spencer Schwellenbach, again, outstanding. Six innings. Seven hits, one run, five strikeouts, two walks. And quite frankly, in the rain delay comes in the sixth inning, he probably puts a seven up there. He probably goes seven if there's no rain delay. He was at like 84 pitches, I think.
Yeah, I think I want to
probably at least starts the seventh.
Yeah.
If there was no delay.
I could be wrong. I thought it was 83. I think you might be right, though. I was watching the game, and I saw it and getting to the rain delay, and then I decided – I was at the clubhouse. I decided to go home.
Yeah.
He did. He had 81 is what it was. I thought that you saw peak Schwellenbach against Miami.
It's the worst lineup, to be fair.
I'm not saying it wasn't, but what people won't understand is how good what he did last night was.
What that was last night, you can give me any time. And the same thing again in his first start of the season.
The better
lineups, if one run or two run, you hold these guys down, I'll take that all day.
So I know this is going to sound weird. I love when guys mow you down, but there is something about getting in and out of trouble for me.
Working your way through the lineup.
I look at him and get so impressed. And what he did last night was very impressive. And I agree with you. Dude's going seven innings. And
if there wasn't, yeah.
If there's not a rain delay. He did what is necessary. And to me, that's what, when you can grind out starts and still go deep in a game. That's so there was, it's so good, so
there,
clutch.
There was only one problem, and you and I kind of were talking about, hey, we really need Schwelly to go deep into today's game to save the bullpen a little bit. That only works if the game only goes 9 innings. You did have to extend the bullpen a little bit more. But
it also only works if you don't have a 2-hour and 45-minute rain delay.
The bullpen, though, for the second time in this series, I think needs to be commended once again. 5 innings as a combined unit, 0 hits. Now, Suarez did walk 3. The only run scored by the Phillies was in extra innings when a runner already started on second, and he eventually walked in a run. But you responded well. I'll tell you what was frustrating, though. Because when you get to extra innings, and you get, by the way, they did use Iglesias again. When you get he's got to be out tonight,
I would imagine. He is. We'll talk about that later.
When you get to extra innings, and this runner starts on second, and I'm not trying to change the rule. I don't have a problem with it. But I will say this. I presume that every time you are okay and accepting of giving up one run every extra inning. Right, that guy on second can score. The way you lose games is if more than that guy scores, right? But the way you win games is if you can find a way to escape without that guy scoring, right? That happened twice, and this is back to the issues the Braves have. That happened twice yesterday.
Yeah, so
and you didn't score.
I agree with. I tend to agree with you, but that in extra innings. That's you're an offensive team. You're supposed to be built to be an offensive juggernaut. We haven't seen it quite yet. Although I thought this series that you woke up from a coma basically. But I tend to agree. But then again, that's where you're supposed to get it done, and that's what they did. You give up one run. That's to me doing your job, and then your bats go out, and I think you were 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position.
2-for-11 because you had the Riley double, then the Ozuna bomb. Yeah.
So you were 0 for 9 going into it is what it was.
Yeah.
And that's the stat for me. But
yeah, agreed.
Austin Riley, who has 2 nights in a row late, decided he's going to step up after being nothing early in that game.
Mm-hmm.
So that I love.
Yep.
I love the fact that the Big Bear gets it. I love the fact that Montero came in his first appearance and was pretty freaking good.
That's the other thing that really ticked me off, man. Like, let this guy come in, put in work, and then you couldn't give him that first career win with the Braves.
I'm
very
Suarez
happy the Braves
is
won.
Not great and gets it. I get it.
I was devastated for Montero to not pick up that win, though.
So much for Iglesias not being able to pitch unless it was a save opportunity. I guess, where are those people at right now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see.
I'm just saying. But, yeah, I would expect he's out tonight. I think Deisbal Hernandez will probably be the guy that gets
if you
have a close situation.
Pierce didn't pitch last night, too. So
so maybe him or Pierce won.
Maybe matchups and they'll go through. How about this? You're in Tampa. It's Steinbrenner Field, which I want to talk about throughout the course of the show. How about there's not a save situation? How about you beat this team 8-1? Bryce Elder on the mound. We'll see what he's got for Taj Bradley tonight. But, like, let's not even have the discussion of, like, which matchups are you. Let's just blow this team out. They lost 11-1 or something yesterday, the Rays.
That'd be nice. Let's go back to what we talked about at the beginning of this series, though.
What's
that? We said that we thought, you know, now let's not be ridiculous, but we thought best case scenario was you take 2 of 3.
Yeah.
And then we also said, though, but what if you don't take 2 of 3? What if you lose the series? What's the best case scenario? And we both talked about how. I know I did, and I think you agreed with me. Was that I want to see your bats show life. I want to see you fight and claw. And if you lose all 3 games, it better be 5-4, 7-6. It better be an extra innings. And it's exactly what you did. You won 2 of 3, but on top of that, you did all those other things that we wanted to see from this team.
I think ultimately the question we wanted answered is there a pulse? And I think undoubtedly you found one.
Real quick, the game. Per Grant McCauley, the game time, 2 hours, 53 minutes.
Yep.
Rain delay, 2 hours, 45 minutes. Time of the train horn that played throughout the night, 2 hours, 54 minutes. There's a lot of 2s, 5s, and 4s in there.
Yeah, we'll talk about the train horn a little bit later. I had to turn the post game off because I just couldn't take it anymore. Coming up next here on the Midday Show, we'll get into what's trending. The Braves are not the only team that picked up an important win last night. Hawks as well. What went down at the Masters? What's still going down at the Masters? A lot more coming your way. Here till 2, it's the Midday Show. Abe Gordon, Bo Squibbily Morgan, just filling in for Andy Bunker. He is alive. He has texted me and wants to clear something up, by the way. We'll get into that on the other side as well. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Riley hits it well out to right center. It's going to at least tie this game, and that's what it'll do. RBI double, two apiece in the 11th. In the air, deep left center. The biggest of flies for the Big Bear. And a game that started
back-to-back hits that tied the game from Austin Riley, wins the game from Marcell Ozuna. It was a no-doubter. As soon as it left the bat, you knew the game was over. That's always a great feeling. And the Braves take the series from the Phillies. And it's just a reminder. And we've been on this. I think most of us has been relatively calm. And look, the offense still isn't where we need it to be, right? You can't go 0-for-9 with runners in scoring position, including essentially 0-for-3 when they place the runner at second for you. But the offense at some point will work itself out. You've found ways to win games without being at your absolute best yet. And doing so against a very good Phillies team. I think you certainly are encouraged by Spencer Schwellenbach continues to look outstanding. I think the bullpen has continued to look outstanding. I know there was a little hiccup in the mid-game of the series, but I thought the bullpen was very good once again last night. Five innings of hitless ball. You did walk a couple, including Suarez, who walked three. Look, you were pressed for arms in this situation here, Squid. Suarez is a longer reliever. I think you're ideally not expecting him to have to ramp the intensity up in that manner. I think it did affect him a little bit. You could definitely see he was overthrowing on some of these pitches. That led to a little bit of loss of control, and that led to a couple of walks. That's not really what he's on your roster for, but ultimately you found a way to win this game, and it's a very encouraging turn for the Braves, who, again, long season, long way to go, but I think your path back to 500 is begun.
Yeah, Suarez is more of a Chavez role, I feel like, this year. That's kind of one
100%
of the things
absolutely
they want him for. I just love the fact that he got hits. He got hits from guys in clutch situations, whether, you know, no matter. I know that you were 0-for-9 going into that inning, into the 11th inning, but it doesn't matter. I mean,
ultimately, if you find a way to win games, we're going to stop pointing out the runners in scoring position stuff if you just win games.
Yeah, because that's all that matters. But to me, the reason it's a relevant thing is all I hear about from it seems to be anybody, you know, people in this industry, people, you know, people that talk to us or whatever, is they want to talk about the pitching and the pitching and the pitching. And I get it, man. Like, I get it. But holy crap, it doesn't matter if you don't hit. And last night, Schwellenbach gave you six strong innings of one-run ball.
And it's 1-1.
And it's one, yeah.
Yeah.
And you've done nothing offensively. Dude, and they're not throwing Zach Wheeler against you. That wasn't Aaron Nola going against you last night.
Lizardo.
Yeah. So you go do. So what are you talking about? And that's where my frustration. And I agree with what you said earlier. Thought the bullpen was pretty good last night.
Yeah.
You used Iglesias for the third night in a row. You used I know Bummer got placed on the bereavement list a few minutes ago, but didn't Bummer pitch last night?
He did. Bummer was the start when they restarted off the rain delay, and he was sharp, baby. He was really good right out that rain delay.
Hopefully he's and condolences to the family. I don't know who has passed, but De Los Santos, I know pitched at least the second night in a row.
He was good. I mean, everyone was good. I guess Suarez a little bit, but
Montero has his first appearance.
He was just sharp.
Look, I know we got other things to get to. Just keep string 2 of 3 and 2 of 3 and 2 of 3.
Yeah.
And when you get to the Acuña coming back, you won't be probably as far back as you are right now or realize it.
And this time next week, there's probably a pretty good shot. We've got Strider on the roster as well.
Yeah.
Bryce Elder against Taj Bradley on Friday. A.J. Smith-Shawver against Drew Rasmussen on Saturday. Chris Sale versus Shane Baz on Sunday. Road Series against the Tampa Bay Rays at Steinbrenner Field. I actually am a little bit interested. We're going to get to the Hawks and the Masters here in a moment. I am a little bit interested in just seeing how Steinbrenner Field plays and looks on TV. I've been to Steinbrenner Field. It's the Tampa Yankees. It's right on Dale Mabee, right across street from. And you've driven by it.
It's
if
not
even
been across. It's not necessarily across street. It's down the street from the Tampa from Raymond James.
Right, you can
it's
see
on
it.
The
yeah.
same side. Yeah, we do actually. Abe, where we come in, we turn left at the light right there, and it's right there on your right, and you pass by it. And then you see, and then you get on down to Raymond James. It's kind of a cool street,
and
actually.
We'll talk about it. I'm going on a baseball trip. We're hitting up a bunch of minor league stadiums.
Yeah, I want to get to your trip.
We're
going to
do that next segment. So okay. I am familiar with a lot of minor league stadiums just around the country, mostly on the eastern parts. But I am fascinated to see what changes they made since I've last been to Steinbrenner Field. But there's something, a little note there. The Atlanta Hawks got the job done last night. They've got to get the job done at least two more times, or at least one more time in the regular season, maybe two more. But they did so in part thanks to the guy you and I think, both believe should be Rookie of the Year.
Now a pass to Onyeka. Left side, Zach Rizashay. Three is good again. And there's a new career high for Zachary Rizashay. He's got 38 points on the night. The Hawks lead 106-82. And Zach now 6 of 10 on his three-pointers.
He would miss one later. He ended up 6 of 11 on threes. Like Steve said, new career high, 38 for Reza Shea. A 133-109 victory. Dominant effort for the Atlanta Hawks last night. Had to have it. Same way you need to have tonight's game as well. And before I let you speak on the Hawks and what Trey and Okongwu and Reza Shea did, I do want to remind you, Andy Bunker and Michelob Ultra partnering with 92.9 The Game for an Atlanta Hawks watch party tonight against the 76ers, 6:30, Dudley Sports Bar and Grill in Stonecrest. Complimentary Michelob Ultra while supplies last. The Hawks are bringing out a live DJ, the dancers, and flight crew. And you can enter to win a gift card to the Hawk Shop and other prizes. All sponsored by Michelob Ultra. Must be 21 plus and please drink responsibly. I'm going to try and get out there tonight myself, Dudley Sports Bar and Grill. But you and I were talking with Mike Conney earlier. Hawks have an opportunity tonight to pretty much, not officially, but pretty much cinch up the number 8 seed, which certainly is what you're looking for, certainly what you're hoping to do tonight.
Yeah, you need to go out there and take care of business. Unfortunately, you've put yourself in this position, but the fortunate part is you've got a couple of teams that you should beat because of what's going to be out there or who they are. Reza Shea beats his previous high of 34, which he only set like maybe even 3 weeks ago, I think, at the most. Trey, I feel like every time I look at Trey's stat line, it's 24-12 this year, which I love. I do think, like Danny Green said, there, you know, let's see what this team is next year without the injuries, and let's maybe get some growth in the playoffs. I don't care if you lose in the first round. Make it go 6 or 7, though. Whoever, you know, get out of the play-in, and then get to the first round, and no matter who you play, make it go 6 or 7.
And we'll talk about this a lot more next week. Well, someone will, not you and I together, but reminder.
Someone will on this radio station.
You still don't know exactly who you're facing in the first round of the playoffs, even if you were to come out of the play-in, because if you win that first game, assuming you're in the 7-8 game, you would play as the 7 seed. You would play the number 2 Boston Celtics. If you lose the first game as a 7-8, but win the second, you would play the number 1 seed Cleveland Cavaliers.
You know, but you don't 100% know. You know it's one or two teams.
Right, yes. You know it's one of those
two. So you've probably so they've probably already started continuing to scout what they've did, not only in their games against those two teams, but they've seen those two teams do down the stretch. Right now, I would say that you really want the 8 to play Boston because – the 7, because Boston feels like they're a little bit like limping into the playoffs, but you never know.
They've got pedigree, and people are questioning the Cavs pedigree, whether that's true or not.
Take unhealthy over
that's
anything.
For next week. A couple of quick notes before we get into what's going on at Augusta National. Atlanta United hosting New England Revolution tomorrow afternoon. Coverage begins at 1:30. New England is atrocious. They're terrible, one of the worst teams in the Eastern Conference. They've only scored 3 goals all year. One of those was an own goal. You ought to win this game.
Yeah, and Atlanta United, historically, New England has came to the Benz, they're 4-1-2. They've outscored them 21-9 in those games.
Dominant effort last year. I know Carlos Hill ended up getting a really nice golazo late in the second half last year, but I want to say it was like 3-1 last year. Georgia. Spring game, we're going to talk about it a little bit later. G-Day, Georgia Tech's white and gold game also taking place. Don't want to shirk what's going on there at the Flats. All right, Masters, round one led by Justin Rose. He was 7-under, and he spoke.
He's back to 7-under.
Believe it or not, he spoke after the round. I know that's it's a novel concept, but he said he had a pretty good first round.
It was such a fun day out there. Had the energy going, had the feel going, knew I was doing something pretty special. It felt like a bit of a no-hitter there for a while. Like, everything was just going my way. I was kind of navigating the tough holes really well, was kind of finding my birdie opportunities on the holes where you could. And definitely there was a little moment around the middle of the round, middle of the back nine, you know, up and downs on 14 and 15, I thought were huge for me, and then buried the putt on 16. And at that point, I actually felt on the front foot, you know, it felt like 17 and 18 were somewhat gettable, but 2 poor tee shots, unfortunately, another good up and down on 17, and then finally kind of came unstuck on 18.
He screwed it up, Bo. You don't talk about a no-hitter in progress. It's a 4-round no-hitter.
No, Abe. Each round is its own thing. It's its own day. He actually got out to a hot start today, but he got to 8-under, but he has now fallen back to 7.
Yeah, this is the first bogey, is that right, or do you have one in the opening round?
I'm assuming he didn't, considering he thought he threw a no-hitter or you know, shot a no-hitter.
He's English. What does he know about baseball?
Well, apparently more than you realize, because he's using analogies, so.
Don't talk about it while it's happening, man.
Again, it was already
I know. I'm kidding. Justin Rose does have a three-shot lead over guys like Bryson DeChambeau, who are also at 3-under. Scottie Scheffler carded a 4-under. Ludvig Åberg also at 4-under. Rory, tough finish. Fell back to even late. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the baseball trade, but I got some questions about Bo and what is required of him when baseball games go deep into the night. It's the Midday Show. Abe and Bo Morgan filling in for Andy and Randy. They'll be back on Monday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back to the Midday Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Happy Hour Friday getting going as we take you towards the weekend. I want to read verbatim a text that I have received, and I will say this bold and underlined, from your regular midday host, Andy Bunker, okay? He is on spring break along with Randy. It's Abe Gordon and Bo Squidbilly Morgan filling in. Final day for us. Andy will be back on Monday. Here's what he said. Andy, I don't know why he referred to himself third person, but that's neither here nor there. Andy wants you all to know he did not get fired. Neither did Randy. Please stop sliding into the DMs. Now, I feel like I've been pretty good, like, just throughout the week saying this on and on and on, that we are filling in. They are on spring break. They will be back Monday starting at 11. Andy apparently does not think I've done a good job of that because he has been hounded day by day, asking what's going on. Nothing's going on. It was spring break. They both have kids, and they'll be back Monday. So that's all.
And with all due respect, that's an Andy problem. I mean, we have done everything we can to tell everybody, and I'll be straightforward. I want to go back to mornings because I love not fighting traffic, because I have had to fight traffic to and from work this week. I'm good, dog. I don't want no more of this. I want to go back to, you know, just strolling in 25 to 30 minutes and then strolling home in like 30 to 35 minutes and loving life in the car and not, I mean, the express lane is for people who want to express their way to work. If you want to do 55 in the express lane, keep your ass in the regular lanes. Why are you paying to go slow? That's like a get out of jail free toll.
Here's the other thing. You got it light this week because it is spring break.
I know.
It's normally even worse than what you would see out there, what you had to deal with. I know. Imagine that.
So, everyone, Andy and Randy will be back Monday.
They will.
Starting at 11 a.m.
That's right.
I will be off next week for other reasons, but after that, come the 21st, Squidbilly's taking his ass back to mornings.
Not a fan of playing traffic roulette? You get in your car in your driveway and you hit work on Waze.
Dude.
And like, how long is it going to take me to get to work today?
No.
Anywhere from 25 minutes to an hour and
I don't even
minutes.
Look. However long
you
it
know,
takes, it's going to take.
You know what's funny is I've done that every morning, but today. Today's the one day I didn't do it, and I was
Friday's
running.
The lightest day of the week.
And I was running late, to your point. I was running late, and then I clicked it up. It goes, 43 minutes. And I started it as I got in the truck. I always wanted to see it. I go, that's the same time I got here yesterday. And I left like 10 minutes earlier or 12 minutes earlier. I've driven more aggressive in my actual truck than I do in iRacing normally on a track where, you know, I only can get in trouble.
Because it's real life and not a game. Yeah! I did it.
Why would I drive more aggressive if it's, you should drive less aggressive in real life.
I know.
But anyways, but look, love Andy and Randy. They'll be back starting at 11 a.m.
They will. We do have some news that might relate to the Falcons. We're going to talk about it in a lot more detail next segment.
Oh, can't wait.
The Browns sign a quarterback. We'll tell you who and why and how it affects the Falcons and all that good stuff in a little bit. But I want to take you back to last night here with the Braves. And I'm looking at the radar because I'm trying to figure out how I can walk Chipper without just bringing whatever's outside inside in terms of the rain. And so I'm waiting out the radar, and I see that we're going to have sometime after 11, it's going to stop. The rain's going to pass. And so I was pretty sure early on that the Braves game, while delayed at the moment, was not going to be entirely postponed. They were going to have a window later, and they probably wanted to try and get it in. So I was ready for that. I walk the dog, and I get up to my bedroom, and I pop the game on the TV up there. And as this thing's going on, I'm tired. I mean, it's late, right? It didn't start till 11:30, 11:32, whatever it was. And I'm tired. And it's going. And all I could think about was my guy, Bo Johnson. And I'm like, man, Bo is going to, like, probably beat me into work by a couple of minutes, which you did. And as the game goes on and gets to the ninth inning, I'm like, is Bo still there? Like, is he, what's going on? Like, this, we go through the 10th inning, and there's just no sign of the Braves offense doing anything with that guy on second. And I'm like, how late is Bo going to get stuck there? And this game ended eventually at 12:56, maybe, but close to 1 a.m. And this is going to sound weird, might be a takeaway here. And if I say it like that, then you won't use it. I think the last thing I thought about before I went to bed was Bo Johnson. And I got to ask you, were you stuck at the ballpark yesterday just like until that game ends and plus 30 minutes breaking everything down? Because the fact that it was delayed in the sixth and not after the seventh inning stretch, I mean, what went down for you guys? Because obviously the crowd, for the most part, cleared out. But I know where you work. I've been to the Truist Club, courtesy of you and your friends. I wouldn't be leaving early if I had Truist Club tickets. So what was it like for you?
First off, shout out to our, because you know you see all of the thank the fans for staying, thank the, you know, all this, that, and the other. Thank you. Shout out to Delaware North and all of the vendors that stay through these things. But first off, rain delays are, you know, pay my bills a lot of times, because when it starts raining, people come inside from outside, and now I have customers, whereas most of the time during games, I do not, especially when it's nice weather outside or a close ball game, you know? So I actually enjoy it when we get rain, because I get a lot of customers. I had a full bar for the entire, you know, rain delay of 2 hours, 2.5 hours or whatever. So we do still, though, practice responsible vending at the ballpark. So I think the normal cutoff time in the whole bowl is like seventh inning, eighth inning, something like that. Then the Delta Club follows next, like into the eighth inning or something. And then we go until after the game on most games. Whenever it does come to something like rain, we will have a cutoff time, though, so that we're not serving until 1, 2 a.m. in the morning. So
yeah,
we stop serving whenever the game started back. And then I'm able to clean up my stuff. And then a couple people hung around to do non-alcoholic beverages. Shout out to my teammates over there at the Truist Club. I was able to escape out of there at about around midnight.
So you're an hour before the game ends.
Yeah,
essentially.
Actually, watched the 10th inning on my couch.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so you guys have a hard cutoff, though, right? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's not a hard, based on when the game started.
They have a responsible cutoff. It's not a
we don't just
regulation.
Let people, you know, go till 1 o'clock.
Yeah,
in the
that's
morning.
What I'm saying. Like, it's
I
like,
would have.
We do practice.
If I were there, I would have.
Yeah. You know.
How many? Tell you what, Nev.
How many can y'all
tell
take?
You what, Nev, because you wouldn't have. You wouldn't have been able to drink that much keto-free booze.
Almost all booze is keto-friendly. Well, hardly.
I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying, and yeah, it would have knocked you under without no carbs. You'd have been dead.
You know what? You'd be surprised. I know, can handle my stuff.
I know you. Sit, I know stuff. You. What, are you sitting at a bar tonight?
No, I got United tomorrow. I don't drink if I have to work the next day. It's just a personal rule. So I got United tomorrow, so I won't be. I'm going to be at the bar with Bunk and the watch party at Dudley's Sports Barn Grill in Stonecrest, but I'm not going to be drinking.
You're going to drive all the way down there, huh?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'll hang out with my guy.
It's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time. You haven't seen him all week, so.
No.
And a lot of people haven't heard him, so he might have extra people there because they might.
I've been promoting the dang watch party. It's like, if you're missing Bunk, you still have an opportunity
know,
this week
that's
to get
why
him.
I don't understand the confusion. I don't understand
that's
the confusion.
Well, that's what I texted to Andy. I was like,
Andy's got FOMO. He's sitting at home with FOMO. He's like, oh, where did he go? Where did
well,
he go?
How much they've been listening. I say it all the time. I got a trip coming up.
I want to know about this.
Next week.
I want to know about this.
I'm going on what we just, not the most creative name in the world, what we dub the baseball trip.
And okay, before you go any further,
yeah,
I want to ask some questions. I know, Bo, you might have some questions too. Is this major league, minor league, anything
combo
baseball?
It's
college?
Almost always been both major league and minor league.
Okay.
I believe this is the first year that I can remember.
What year is for
no,
this
that's
trip?
Not true. A couple years ago, we didn't go to a major league stadium because we hit Cooperstown.
How many years have you been doing this trip?
I've probably been on somewhere between 12 and 15 of these. My dad and my uncle, Sam Silver, had been going on probably 30 of these.
Okay. Because
they were going on this before I was too young. I missed a couple in college and when I was just getting professionally started. The group has grown. To my knowledge, it started with just my dad and Sam. And now it's grown and we
Well, how many people? How big is it?
I think recently it's been 7 or 8, depending on if it's in Atlanta, there might be an extra guy or two.
Yeah.
It's almost most of these guys all went to Florida together.
Okay.
So if there's we're going to Charlotte this year and the surrounding areas.
So you're driving.
Are going to drive this year.
Is it always, so you'll fly if it's far
mostly
enough away?
Mostly it'll fly. Okay. Mostly flight. But we did a Birmingham, Chattanooga, Truist trip that obviously was driving. Those are the only two times we've driven from start to finish. Normally we'll fly and rent cars. But we try and see a major league, maybe two major league stadiums, depending on the route, and at least one or two minor league stadiums. It's a Thursday to Sunday trip. It takes some coordination, right?
Yeah.
Because you got to see when the major league team's there, but then the minor league teams not only have to be close, but have to be also at home and figure all that out. So there's a bunch of side trips, too.
Who does the mapping? Is there – So me and a buddy of mine, my best friend from college, we go to Supercross every year normally.
Yeah.
Now a lot of times we can just stay in Atlanta but there's been times where we've gone other places like Nashville and Daytona and depending on where they haven't been in Atlanta in a couple of years.
But you're looking at a singular event to
coordinate. It is a singular
event,
yeah. But I'll handle most of the time I'll handle tickets or something and then he'll handle like hotels or whatever.
Okay.
So we can do you guys do that? It's like
for the most part everyone handles their own hotels but are told where we're staying.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So somebody maps it out, right?
Yeah, Sam I think will start it out but sometimes it gets kind of the duties get split.
Do y'all have input on where to the next year? Like a group chat?
We talk about it as a group and then it normally gets whittled down to one or two options, and from there it gets whittled down to like one or two date possibilities because you need home team baseball, home team minor league, and all that stuff. You know, time of year is at this point it gets so hot unpredictably early. Early on we used to be like, we can't go in July or August. It's just too hot, especially as some of the guys are getting a little bit older. Now you can't avoid it, though.
Well, so, I mean, I think –
You call up you don't buy tickets online. You call the stadiums, and you talk to a person and say, "Hey, we got this many people, and we need to be in the shade. Wait, what part of your stadium is shaded?"
You don't take a risk. You don't risk it. In other words,
We used to do one row. Now we do two rows, like four in front, four in back.
Yeah,
because one row of eight, you don't get to talk to people.
No, when you're that's a very good call. Yeah, there's just so many things. How many days is this trip? Five?
It's Thursday to Sunday.
Okay.
So we'll leave Thursday morning. We'll get back Sunday mid-afternoon.
So is every day at a baseball game, or is there the day where you just walk around a city?
Usually every evening is a baseball game. Sunday would be a matinee game, depending.
Yeah.
But sometimes Sunday is
a
non-game, right? But yeah, every day has a game. There's a good fair bit of driving the next morning to the next city.
Yeah,
and going there. And
so do you guys get a van? Like when you're driving, we all meet in.
It'll be two. We'll rent two SUVs or something.
Okay. Now, does anybody let Abe drive?
I don't drive. No. I would. I'm happy to.
It's probably better. I mean, you can enjoy yourself. You don't have to worry about driving. You can sleep on the way. I mean, that's...
We got some funny stories from this trip, too, and I know we got a break. One year, we had... What was it? It wasn't an electric car. It would have had to have been a hybrid. And the hybrids are just quiet. They're pretty quiet, right? Or some of them shut down if you're not actively stepping on the gas, whatever. At one point, we went into a museum. It was the Mark Twain House, actually. This is when we were in... we did a St. Louis, Kansas City trip. And... my dad left the car running just for like 3 hours.
Holy crap.
And we didn't really realize it.
How did, like, so is it a push button?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
We didn't realize there was a problem until we were like driving after the museum and it says you're getting like 4 miles per gallon because it had just been sitting there idling the whole time.
Yeah.
He just didn't know. And so we've all – I mean, there's a lot of inside jokes that have developed over the course of these years.
And it's the same 7 to 8 guys every year.
For the most part, yeah.
Now, is everybody your dad's age or a couple guys your age?
One guy is closer to my age.
Yeah, so you have one person to kind of hang out with.
Yeah, but I mean, Sam Silver's like my uncle. I've known him since I was a kid.
You know, I got some of that. I got an Uncle Beaver like that. Uncle Beaver's like that for me.
Yeah, so it's fun. I'm looking forward to it. We're going to go see the Charlotte Knights. We're going to go see the Durham Bulls.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
I actually don't know the full scope of the schedule, which I prefer. I prefer to be as hands-off as possible and kind of like find out what we're doing as we're doing it.
That's the way I did my bachelor
party. I am in charge
of
getting a guided tour of Cameron Indoor, so I'm still working on that.
You should text Wes Durham. He might be able to help you.
To do what? He's going to guide us through?
No, to get the hookup.
Oh, no. They have a system.
Oh, you're still working on it. So
didn't want me to reach out until it was closer to, because they don't schedule that far in advance.
You're less than a week out, so you probably...
They told me don't reach out until 10 days. I reached out and I've gotten the cold shoulder
thus
far.
You're 6 days. So
I'll reach out again.
All right, just saying. You know people. Maybe you should use it.
I do. All right. There was some news in the NFL today, and we'll get to the NFL no huddle in the noon hour, but there was some news that might affect the Atlanta Falcons. We were going to talk about Kirk Cousins. I have some questions that I want Bo to either agree or disagree with, and we'll discuss it out. But also, the news that could affect the timeline for Kirk Cousins. We'll talk about it on the other side. The Midday Show. Abe Gordon, Bo Morgan, filling in for Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.